The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court is officially nonpartisan, but it's attracted attention and money from those connected to the major political parties who feel they have a stake. Much of that attention has eluded Joseph Summers. Summers has built most of his platform around his experience as a defense attorney in Dean County, where he thinks there's a growing indifference to the rights of the wrongfully convicted.
I'm not like a bleeding heart type. I'm not talking about being soft on crime. But what I am saying is, when innocent people are convicted, that is something that is evil. That's something that is wrong, and it's something that we should go out of our way to make sure that it doesn't happen.
Summers may be best known for his work in a long and contentious vehicular homicide case. He represented Adam Raisbeck, the accused driver. Summers carried the case to trial, and along the way accused the prosecutor of abusing his authority and accused the judge of running a kangaroo court. Both attorneys now face possible disciplinary action, but the jury ultimately cleared Summers' client.
I think my actions in the Raisbeck case prove that I got the nerve to see it through, and I'm willing to risk my career to see that justice is done, and that's what it's all about.
The Raisbeck case is just one of several Summers suggests reveals a trend of prosecuting people criminally when a well-connected law firm stands to benefit from a related civil suit. Summers thinks this insider culture pervades all levels of law, extending all the way to the justices whom he wants to join on the state Supreme Court.
Most of your Supreme Court judges live a life that is very isolated, very far removed from ordinary people. They hang out with insider lawyers. They basically go to a lot of function with inside law firms, and they do not know how the law affects ordinary people.
Summers says that if he were elected, he'd use the seat as a bully pulpit. In particular, he'd let the public know when he thinks someone's the target of a wrongful prosecution, or whenever he thinks someone's right to an appeal is violated. Howard Schwaber teaches political science and is also affiliated with the law school at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says it's rare these days to see a candidate run for the court who's not somehow connected to the major parties.
I think from the tone of his campaign that a court with Mr. Summers on it would be one that would feature a lot of very sharply written and energetic dissents. I think he'd be a very public member of the court. That is, I think in comparison to some other justices, he'd make a real effort to get out there and be in the public eye. He might be a very colorful figure. Frankly, I think he'd be very entertaining.
But Schwaber says that doesn't tell you anything about Summers' judicial philosophy, whether he leans more conservative or liberal, for example. And while Summers is concerned with the issues in the legal system itself, Schwaber isn't sure how much that resonates with the public.
I don't mean to suggest that Wisconsinites are not concerned about justice and would not be appalled to think that innocent people might be being subject to criminal prosecution. But it's not an issue that comes up a lot in daily life.
Schwaber says Summers is definitely the long shot in this race. His opponents' campaigns had hundreds of thousands of dollars on hand earlier this month. Summers reported less than $10,000. But that's consistent with what Summers hopes will appeal to the public, that he's the only candidate who's not part of an insider culture and the only one who would do something about it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.